Hello and good morning. It is 11:30 a.m. on Tuesday, March 29th. I am your host, Deshaun Kavanaugh, and you are listening to Around the Scenes, the online talk show where we talk to everybody in the film and television industry, from craft services to executive producers. Today in the studio, I have with me Chris Warren, an actor from Crosscaña, Texas, who has also served in the Air Force, in the Security Force. How are you doing today, Chris?
I'm doing great, man.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Also joined by Nathan Kimball, an actor, model, and personal trainer out here in L.A. How you doing, Nathan?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thanks you guys so much for being here in the studio.
Thank you.
So, can you guys explain to us how you both ended up here in L.A.? Because I know, Nathan, you're from New Hampshire, and Chris, you're from Texas. So could you explain to us how you got over here?
Being from Texas, it's actually pronounced Corsicana.
Oh, Corsicana. And, okay, right. Get it right, man.
Texas, come on. But, you know, it's a small town, and being ex-military, I was at a point in my life where I was getting out. So I was like, you know, what am I going to do? And I wanted to be an actor since I was a kid. My mom actually used to have me in classes, and I would never do anything unless there was this one girl. She was there. I would rehearse, right?
Yeah,
and,
right.
So getting out of the military, I was like, why not, you know? So I moved out here, and it's been the best move I've had. So.
So you moved out here pursuing the dream of acting?
Pursuing, yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
So cool.
Just one thing after another. I moved out here with a friend, actually. We were supposed to work on a TV show in Dallas.
All right.
And it fell through, and we kept in touch over the years. And I hit him up. He was living out here. And that's actually how I got started and met my agent.
Wow.
And it's been nonstop since.
Yeah, isn't that crazy how it happens?
Right.
It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. How about you, Nathan? What brought you over here?
Well, I didn't think I would be an actor at first.
Okay.
Never thought this would be what I would be doing. But baseball was my sport. Growing up, was going to play baseball. If someone asked me where I'd be right now, I'd be playing in the minors or the pros. Had scholarships to go to college, but my senior year I blew up my knee. And from there I got certified as a personal trainer.
Okay.
And then graduated college. And in 2011, Cosmopolitan Magazine does their most eligible bachelor from each state. And I happened to get it from New Hampshire.
Oh, look
so,
at you.
Get it.
So, yeah, that opened some doors for the modeling world. And I was like, man, if I want to do this, the modeling, and then get into acting, I got to move. I got to move where it's happening. So
okay.
That brought me out here.
Yeah, so you kind of started it with the whole acting career thing later in your life.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That was later.
Yeah, my next question was going to be, when did you guys first start pursuing acting? I know, Chris, you kind of said as a kid your mom had you in classes. Could you elaborate on that?
She, I mean, you know when you're a kid, your parents kind of force you to do things?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you're going to do this. It's like, I really don't want to, but, so, I was probably 8 or 9, she signed me up to the classes, man, and I would never do anything. There were two teachers, one was like a more elderly lady, and the other one, she was probably 22, 23, and I would never, ever rehearse, I would never learn my lines, I would never do anything unless she was there. You know, so that was kind of like my motivation behind then.
Yeah.
Now I love collaborating. I love the effects of what comes from acting. But yeah, man, and it's been a ride. I love doing this.
Yeah.
It's amazing career.
Yeah, it's like no other career, that's for sure. Very demanding emotionally and physically.
Well, you get to live multiple lives. I mean, if you think about it day to day, you may be playing a pilot this day and you're playing a prison guy this day in jail. Like,
right, how many people get to do that? How many
exactly.
People get to switch flip-flop like that? Yeah,
yeah,
it's amazing.
In a matter of a day at that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Exactly.
Okay, and Nate, so Cosmopolitan Magazine was your first start at modeling. What was your first start at acting?
Right after that came out, actually, I reached out to a friend of mine who worked with a local theater company, and I was like, yeah, let me give this a try. Let's see how it feels, because I'd never been on stage, minus like the small plays as a kid, but gave it a go. It was a theater class, and I loved it. It challenged me, and I was like, how do I get better at this? And there's no way to get better than come out where people are good at it.
Where's happening?
So,
yeah, seriously, yeah. You got to go where it is happening.
Exactly.
Okay, so Nate, specifically, question for you. Modeling, now doing like print stuff and print jobs, how is that different from doing like your acting or theatrical jobs?
It's interesting, because a lot of people think there's a huge difference, but there isn't always that much of a difference. Because when you're, you know, either with somebody else in a print ad or by yourself, they're still asking you to do stuff where you have to pull emotion into what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just Blue Steel and Zoolander. That's
yeah.
not really how it works.
Right, right.
I mean, yes, there are those moments. but you still have to pull from certain emotions, whether it's, you know, even if you're playing a sport and it's just being focused, what's mm-hmm. what's looking focused look like?
Yeah.
Like, you still have to pull from emotions. So that's, so there's not that much different. It's just they're trying to capture that one picture versus yeah. a long stream of video.
Yeah, I love that, because actually last week I had a guest on and he talked about the process for a long time and how he pulls from his own personal experiences and brings them into his acting roles. And having you say that about modeling, you know, you don't really think about it, but when you look at that picture at Dole Foods of those people smiling at that picnic, you know, they were really thinking, well, what's going to make me genuinely smile? And I think that's really cool that you brought that up.
Yeah, you got to pull from somewhere, so.
From somewhere, right, right. Okay, what are you guys' individually, some of your favorite projects you've worked on since moving here to L.A.?
My favorite project was the one I just finished we spoke of earlier. It's still entitled right now, okay. but it's a military film.
Okay.
And it's about a post-apocalyptic world.
Okay.
Where it's a virus, and the guy that supposedly has the cure mm-hmm. is not really the cure. That's mm-hmm. all I'm going to say on it.
Yeah.
But it was an experience. You know, we were out there two weeks in a row.
Okay.
12, 13-hour days. Heat. And it's L.A. It's always sunny.
Yeah.
Sunburn. But, you know, running through it brings back military days, mm-hmm. gun training. It's all, it was just a fun group of people.
Yeah. And where did you find out about that project, or where did you
come up? It was through a friend, actually.
Okay.
He's actually from the same town I am in Texas.
Oh, really?
Small world.
Yeah, small
we
world.
We know the
man.
Same people, have the same connections, but we didn't meet till we got out here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
That's really crazy. Well,
yeah.
we're gonna talk more about that project later. Okay, how about you, Nate? What's your favorite project you've been working on since being here?
Actually, I shot a commercial for a medical school last, I think it was spring,
okay.
and it was playing a baseball player.
Oh,
I got,
wow.
So I got to take batting practice during the shoot.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. I, you know, anytime I get to pull baseball into anything we're doing out here acting-wise, I will gladly do it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you do a lot of commercial acting as well?
I think that's been my focus so far,
mm-hmm.
just because it was a little bit easier to get the jump into that as
yeah.
I got practice in more of the film and TV acting classes and stuff, because
mm-hmm.
I had taken a class over at Groundlings.
Okay.
So yep. Some of the improv. And with the commercials, there's a little more freedom to improv
mm-hmm.
with some stuff, because some people are a stickler for scripts when you're, you know, film and TV. So
yeah. mm-hmm.
I've enjoyed the commercials I've worked on so far, for sure.
Yeah. Now, could you explain to us how, if there is a big difference, commercials compared to print or theatrical work? Because we did just elaborate on print being different from theatrical. Now, how is commercials different? I've had a couple commercial actors on here, but nobody's really gotten deep into how it's specifically different than film and television.
For me, I would say that the biggest thing is it's not necessarily pulling from all the emotions, but people want to see a product and they want to see you happy.
Right.
Most of the time, that's why, like, when you see commercial headshots,
mm-hmm.
you're smiling, right?
Right.
Because people want to see the big smile, that people are happy. You don't see commercials that are sad usually. And if they do, they transition to, you know, from the rain to the sun. You see those commercials, whatever, like Zyrtec or whatever the allergy medicines are, right?
Right.
Like those, that's the transition usually. So it's a lot more upbeat, usually a lot more positive. And, you know, it's not the wide range. It's more, I'm selling this product. They don't want to look at sad people mm-hmm. to sell a product.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And when you look at commercials, you basically, I mean, think about it, you have 30 seconds to get people to want to do that. Where in theatrical, you have an hour and a half, 2 hours
right.
to show them.
Exactly.
If you're trying to inspire, you know, or trying to get them to look at this, you have that hour and a half to get them there.
Right, right.
Whereas a commercial, you have 30 minutes. So if you look at someone sulking in a
or
corner.
30 seconds, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, and in a commercial, it's pull right away. Mm-hmm. Like, instantly has to draw you in, or you're going to change the channel.
Yeah, it's
or mute it or whatever.
Yeah, it's so condensed. Yeah.
Yeah. Skip ad button.
Yeah, the skip ad button on YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was just reading about how screenwriters have to condense a lot for their you know, for their television shows or for their films, just because it's like you have to learn so much about a character, you know, like you have to learn their whole life story or why they make these decisions in such a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like for commercials, that's like, I mean, like you said, even more condensing, which is, it's crazy. Yeah.
And that can go back to drawing on your personal experiences too.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
Hey, we're doing this. You have to be happy. What makes you happy?
Right.
Boom, you're there.
Who know? We didn't know that you were thinking about your dog back home that makes you smile when you were selling the Zyrtec on TV.
Exactly. Because now you're outside with your dog and you don't have allergies. So there you go.
Exactly. Exactly. So I asked you what your favorite projects you've worked on. Mm-hmm. What were some of your favorite specific character roles, and what was it about them? For you, the baseball obviously was probably one of your favorite things that you played, but what was it about them that made you kind of identify?
My favorite character right now that I'm working on is a project called 37. It's still in the works, mm-hmm. but basically I play a spy, and he has two lives. No, maybe three people know about the one, and then the whole world knows about the other, right?
Okay.
And it's a matter of pulling from, you know, A, my military experience, B, my past life back in Texas, and kind of bringing everything into perspective where only certain people know certain things about me. So it's like the secretiveness of it, and you build a real connection with the detective, who's actually Nathan here. Uh-huh. And, you know, we're basically best friends, for lack of a better word, and you'd be able to bring that into that character. I'm a huge method actor, so
okay.
being able to draw from that's amazing for me.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like a white collar type thing going on. Have you ever seen that show? It's a criminal. He works with like a detective, super close, and they become really close.
Yeah,
fantastic show. I recommend it.
I'll have to check
it
out.
A good show.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, Nate, would you like to elaborate on that as well?
Well, the project he's talking about, I play a detective in it.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, people don't like being typecast. Like, you know, that's what you look like, this is the type you are. But you know what? You got to know who you are right. in order to take on a role, whether it is playing something different than yourself. But I'm a little more on the serious side. So for me, playing the detective works. It makes sense. Like, and I like the character, and getting to work with somebody that, you know, best friends with, it's always fun to collaborate
yeah.
and do your own stuff instead of being constrained and having to follow someone else's path, mm-hmm. you know? So I'm really looking forward to this role.
Yeah, that sounds like so much fun. You'll have to let us know when that gets done through post.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so Nathan, as a personal trainer, and Chris, I know you work out and you train a lot. I know a lot of training goes into like getting ready for these roles and getting ready for these projects. What do you guys personally do for your, you know, your everyday agenda to start preparing yourself for a role? Like, I know, Chris, you've got a lot of military roles, so I'm sure that has to do a lot of exercise and just kind of explain to us what goes into becoming these characters.
Yeah, like I said, the role I'm working on right now, he's very acrobatic.
Mm-hmm.
So I took up parkour, as you know, and I've been training at Tempest, actually. It's amazing people, amazing teachers. It's insane how much I've learned in just those 4 weeks I've been there.
Yeah, and can you explain to the viewers and me what Tempest is?
Tempest is actually a free running academy.
Okay.
They teach you, I mean, from flipping to dashing to running off walls.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an amazing place. But it was a stress for me taking on because, you know, you hear the bad stories about people, you know, doing a backflip off a wall, breaking their leg,
yeah.
or, you know, running off buildings, breaking their arms. You hear about all these horror stories. But whenever you go to a place like that, you learn the fundamentals.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, I see how they do that. And being able to take that into a character like this that needs to be really agile, really mobile,
mm-hmm.
is very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I lift every day, so stretch, flexibility is huge
yeah.
in any type of fitness. It doesn't matter what you're trying to do. If you're not flexible, you're going to be miserable.
Yeah, that's for sure. So you started training in the parkour stuff specifically for this role?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes, okay. And it's been an experience. So
yeah, definitely. That's actually where I met you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. How about you, Nate? Like, when you go in to play like a baseball player, do you do, you know, a couple extra sit-ups that day, maybe do some push-ups to try and get your muscles to flex? You're a personal trainer, so I'm sure you know all the secrets.
Actually, I make sure I hit a batting cage or swing by a baseball field to make sure that I'm sharp on the actual specific skills to that sport. But if I'm going in for a role, I try to just be as ready as possible so much before the whole time, so I don't have to do anything last minute. There's no crashing. There's no... like, oh, I can't eat this morning. Even though I don't really eat in the mornings anyway. But what I'm saying is you don't have to worry about it going into an audition. It's better to be prepared than have to do anything last minute.
Mm-hmm.
And like for the detective role, and like what he was talking about, his character is bigger, is more jacked than I am going to be.
Right.
So I'm technically fresh out of the academy in this. So for me, I'm trying to slim down and look more lean
mm-hmm.
and toned and you know, someone who can go run and doesn't have to worry about a lot, but I'm not going to be as big as him on screen. So my training is different. I'm not, mm-hmm. my diet's on point, you know, eating healthy. So,
yeah. Yeah, and as a personal trainer, I'm sure you have like clients who are, you know, actors as well, or clients who are working towards specific looks. When somebody's looking for a specific look, what are some tips that you you give them to try and help them, put them in that mindset of, I want to be that person, I want to look like that? What's a personal trainer tip?
It starts and ends with a diet.
Mm-hmm.
If you're getting the right amount of sleep, you're drinking enough water, and you're hitting the gym three to five times a week, you know, whether it's full body or you're splitting it up body part wise, push pull or however you have it split up, that's fine. But your results are all tied to the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, being an actor myself, I know how important it is to stay in shape. And like, I actually have a friend right now who's working on a project. They hired him a personal trainer because they don't trust him to just eat what he wants to eat. He just moved here to LA. He's in love with In-N-Out Burger. Like,
and that's yes, exactly it. Like, it's convenience, right? Like, yeah, especially if you're going from audition to audition,
mm-hmm,
are you really going to bring a Tupperware container? most people say no, but you should.
But you should.
So yeah, what if you bring the Tupperware container with In-N-Out inside it?
Yeah, well then,
well,
that defeats the purpose.
Good one. Good one. Good one.
Cool. So I know you talked about the Groundlings. Have you guys trained anywhere else here in L.A., in the acting craft, in the improv world?
I'm actually currently training at New York Film Academy.
Okay, yeah.
I'm in their one-year program. It's pretty intensive. I mean, you have class every day,
mm-hmm,
all day pretty much. Like, you don't have a life outside of there. Yeah. It's a pretty good place. You learn a lot. The people I've met, the connections I've made from that school are phenomenal. Mm-hmm.
Is that like the conservatory program too, or is that...
The 1 year is the conservatory.
Okay, yeah.
They do have a BFA and an MFA program, which is neat, but it caters a lot to international.
Yeah, yeah.
Which they work on OPTs, visas.
And it's more like a college and there's dorms, yeah.
Correct.
But the conservatory program at NYFA and the school I was planning on attending, AMDA, I know it's very condensed and very focused.
Yes, it's a one-year program in 8 months.
Yeah, I didn't know you were training there. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
It's an experience.
Yeah, it's an
experience.
Like
I said, I've learned a lot and I've met a lot of great contacts. That's the best thing, hands down, about that school is the connections you make.
Yeah.
I mean, that's life, though, especially L.A. life.
Yeah,
the connections you make
LA.
Make you.
What are some lessons you guys have learned specifically about being an actor living in L.A. that you could share with some of the listeners that would maybe have just moved here or been an actor here for a while but just need something, you know?
Don't ever be afraid to try something.
Yeah. I love that.
You miss 100% of the opportunities you don't take.
That's right. And don't worry about what other people are thinking. Do your thing. Yeah. And go in and with auditions, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just go in there, do your best, and leave, because you can't do much more than that. So
yeah,
we've all been in auditions. We were talking about this last night. You know, 98% of the auditions you go into, you're nervous.
Yeah.
Why are you nervous? Those people have a problem that you're there to fix.
Exactly.
They need someone to be casted, and you're there to be casted.
Exactly.
Fix their problem.
Right.
I mean,
it's that simple.
It really is that simple.
Yeah, man.
I think also, sorry to interrupt, but a lot of people, they need it to happen right away. Mm-hmm. It's a process, man.
Oh,
it could be 1 year, it could be 5 years.
It could be 10 years. Yeah.
My cousin was out here for 8, and it was between her and the girl that got the role on Two Broke Girls.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't get it, and so she left. And I mean, but you give it time. It's not going to happen overnight. I mean, it takes time to build relationships with people. Like with Chris, I mean, it takes time to develop that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's so important, developing those relationships. And I know we're getting the sign here that we're going to be done here shortly. So I want to get onto this combat acting course you guys are starting. So you two, Chris, obviously with your military training, you guys are going to start a course where you can train actors in using guns as props and other things.
Yes.
The proper way.
Yes.
Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
So basically our idea on it is we want to take people that have never touched guns, doesn't matter what your experience level is, mm-hmm, from beginner to expert. Our course is set up to start you at level 1 and take you to level 10. And what I mean by that is, how often have you watched a film and you've seen someone holding a gun the wrong way? Or you've seen someone not paying attention to where they're pointing the gun, or their fingers on the trigger when they're walking in a group of their own people? Like, little things like that, as a military member, it's... it can be disrespectful, for lack of a better word. I mean, mm-hmm. you look at these A-listers that are doing films like that, you know, I mean, you're going to
do a little more research.
Do a little more research. You know, it's just respect to the craft at that point, in my personal opinion. And, you know, I mean, that could be a different opinion for everybody.
Yeah.
But it's little things like that. And being military, it can take you out of a film. Like, I was watching a show last night. I don't want to say any names on the shows, but the dude was holding the pistol and he had his middle finger on the trigger and his top finger on the slide. Why? You would never do that. You know, it completely took me out of the show, and I'm like, man, I really don't even want to watch this anymore.
Yeah.
So, but our show, our class is to teach actors how to look believable on camera mm-hmm. while maintaining camera awareness and moving as a team. That's our whole goal. So we have three phases. Phase one is your safety, your terminology, and basic handling and moving. So we'll work up from, you know, nothing to moving in a two-person group and clearing a room. Phase two is up to four people clearing a room while maintaining camera awareness and moving through stairs, through obstacles, that type thing.
Okay.
And then phase three is actually going to be scripted scenes that we're going to be shooting. So we're going to give you a script probably a week in advance, and we're going to take you through. We're just going to be on location day, and you're going to clear buildings as a team. Wow. It's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, that sounds so fun. So,
yeah.
So anybody can take the class? You don't necessarily have to be an actor?
Nope. Anybody can come take it.
Awesome. That's so
cool. But for those that are actors, you'll leave with footage for your reels so that, you know, when you're submitting for something, if it's a soldier role or whatever, a police role, you'll have the footage.
Mm-hmm. Right. So. Yeah, that's really important. I know, Chris, you've showed me some of the footage from before and after of some of your sample classes. And you guys, it really looks like professional, you guys. I mean, there was a group of girls you guys worked with, and they came in and they had their broken wrists and they were walking
Charlie's
through.
Angels.
Yeah, exactly. But after you guys worked with them, they were coming through. They looked serious.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. Yeah.
The transformation on that video was incredible. They started from coming in basically hugging the rifle, literally hugging it, not even fingering the trigger, to being able to efficiently move in and out of that room as a team safely.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. The more you know going into a set, the better off you're going to be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's really awesome, you guys. And for the viewers listening at home, first, if any of them are interested in this or want to get in contact with you, where would be a link or something that we could find you guys at?
The website is actually in the works, but it is going to be combatactorscourse.net.
Okay.
So it should be up here in the next week.
Okay, yeah. So then in a week or so, we can Google that, and we should be able to find you guys.
Correct.
Do you guys have any personal links you guys would like to give out, you know, maybe for your modeling or acting careers, maybe social media links?
Instagram is I'm just Chris Warren.
Okay.
So, like, you know, I'm just Chris Warren.
All right.
Yeah, my Instagram is at Nate Kimball. So, and Kimball spelled K-I-M-B-A-L-L. So.
Okay, awesome. And I always like to get one little piece of advice just for a young actor. Could you guys give just one little note for somebody who could need some advice?
Acting is like shark wrestling. If you hit it hard enough on the nose, it'll go away and you'll make it through.
Awesome. That's so awesome. Right on. Well, thank you guys so much for being here today. It was really great to have you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. It is about that time, guys, for us to head off to lunch. That's what I'm going to do. I suggest you all do the same. Thanks for listening today. You have been listening to Around the Scenes, taking a look in front, behind, and all around the scenes of the film and television industry. I am Deshaun Kavanaugh, and you are listening to KPCRadio.com.